The World Health Organization was a criminal racketeering organization as defined by the Sherman Act and the Clayton Act. And we have to go back to the foundation of what the WHO is and recognize since 1953, it has been exclusively a vaccine-promoting enterprise for the benefit of the people who have commercial interest in vaccines. If you read their opening charter and all of the hearings that gave rise to their opening charter from Bretton Woods in July of 1944 to its actually founding charter in 1950 and 53. What's missing from those conversations is who is writing the checks. And back then, and you can look, and it's all in a matter of public record, Rockefeller Foundation and the Wellcome Trust were the check writers. As long as the financial interest that dictates what product is going to be promoted is the one making the declaration of the pandemic, we have no possibility for accountability. We have no possibility for justice. And what we do is we allow people who were formed out of the eugenics office, Carnegie Mellon in 1913, that same group of people that were the same group of people that established the World Health Organization in 1953, that same group of people are the ones who are making this decision. And I don't know how you feel about eugenics, but I have a problem with it.